الله العزيز الغفور فاطر السماوات والأرض وعده الحق رب البعث والحشر والنشور وعده الحق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونسترشده سبحانه ونتوسل إليه ونستعطيه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فقد اهتدى ومن يضلل فلن يجد له إلا الله مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا بربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر، وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله الذي بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وكشف الله به كل غمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحبك الطيبين الطاهرين ومن تبعهم بإحسان واقتفى آثارهم إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، عباد الله اتقوا الله. أوذي servants of Allah, fear Allah, abide by the ayah in his book. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Or you who believe, fear Allah the way he deserved to be feared and die not except in a state of Islam. My dear brothers, may Allah Ta'ala bless you all. May Allah Ta'ala bless these faces and protect you and your families and offsprings from every evil. May Allah Ta'ala keep the blessing of ni'mah, of iman, on you and your families. May Allah Ta'ala shade us all in his shade on the day of judgment, where there are going to be no shade but his shade. When one look at all the corruption and the level of suffering that humanity have reached in this 21st century, only a believer, only a mu'min would say not but أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about what's going to happen and what's happening. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rum, verse 41, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption has appeared in land and sea as a result of what the hand of people has acquired. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So he may make them taste a little bit of that which they have done so they may return. Just a simple example, when you have a little child and you're drinking a hot cup of tea, and you insist, and you love that child, but he insists on keeping coming and touching the cup of tea. In many of our traditions, we end up finally dipping his finger in, let him touch the cup a little bit, so he can feel the heat, and perhaps, he will turn back. Corruption. Air pollution, an ozone layer that could fail at any second. Toxic wastes and nuclear wastes that have been shipped to third and fourth world countries, dumped in oceans, destroying nature and killing sea life. Over 80% poverty worldwide These are factual statistics where people literally living off trash piles and eating tree leaves. Wallahi, kids eating tree leaves. Where on the other hand, you have others who call themselves human. They pick on caviars and pick what they want to eat. Chemicals, hormones, preservatives being added to our food that one doesn't even know what he's eating. An apple doesn't taste like an apple anymore. And organic food is so prohibitive to afford. Corruption. Adopting laws that recognizing same-sex marriage and relationships that goes against the nature of a human being and against the will of the creator of the universe. And a quick advice to my brothers in this regard, this last point, every Muslim should condemn and reject such laws that takes place either openly in public, and if he can't, in his own self, in his intention, and that is the least of faith that he could show. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, having the freedom of walking around almost bare naked and giving our children and kids the ease and accessibility to explicit material with a click of a button. Corruption, where deals and pleas are taking place behind court walls, where criminals are set free and innocents are imprisoned for life. Corruption, where people all around the world, millions of people are being tortured and killed and slaughtered and massacred, and the powers of the world are watching simply because they choose not to go along. They choose to have their own opinion and choose their own life. Complete deviation from the fitrah, from the nature of this human being, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Complete deviation. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us prophets and divine messages so we can avoid being deviated. But it's all being done under the big umbrella of democracy and globalization. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when times like this happens, a hadith that I am sure that every individual in this place, every brother and every sister knows. تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن لَمْ تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَمْ تَضُلُّوا أَبَدًا. I have left within you that which if you were to hold on tight to it, you will never go astray. The book of Allah, Kitabullah, wa sunnati, and his way, his sunnah. In another hadith that affirms the same meaning, peace be upon him said, alaykum, you must, alaykum bi sunnati, you must hold on to my sunnah. Because he knew, he used to say, oh, if you know what I know. Everything he saw, alayhi salatu wasalam. Alaykum bi sunnati, you must hold on to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the guided caliphs behind me, the guided caliphs after me. Addu alayha bin nawajid, bite onto it with your teeth. Can you imagine a dog biting or something? Would he leave it? Bite, because it's your only savory. It is the only savory to save you in this world and make you succeed in the hereafter, those are the only two options you have. Prophet Isa, as he said and mentioned in the New Testament, I am the way. He said, I am the way. And peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam affirmed that and said to Umar bin Khattab, and he was furious when he saw him carrying the Torah, trying to read what's in it. What are you doing, O Umar? Wallahi, if Musa ibn Imran, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, was amongst us today, he would have no choice but to follow me. He would have no choice. No one would have a choice. When we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the only name that's accompanied by the name of Allah, with the name of Allah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That's the only way. It's either black or white, there's no gray. And don't let anyone, because we hear this a lot amongst Western societies, fool you and say, all the ways lead to Allah, all the way leads to God. We hear that a lot. No, not all the way leads to God. There's only one way leads to God, and it is known. It is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Prophet with to tell us to follow. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting to his ashab one time, and he said, a very optimistic hadith. كُلُّ النَّاس يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. All mankind will enter Jannah. إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Except he who refuses. Oh, the beloved of Allah. And who would refuse? He says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي. He who obeys me will enter Jannah. And he who does not obey me, he refused. As simple as that. So, let us be aware of that sphere of globalization that is rolling all over the world. And he who does not hop into it, it will smash him. Just like what's doing to the Muslim world today. And I don't want to call it the Muslim world, to the Muslim populations, because there's no such thing as a Muslim world. All the world is a Muslim world. It rolls over and smashes them and destroys them and kills them and tortures them just because they refuse. Two, Islam will not be globalized unless the globalization is following the method, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no globalization. And there will always be a clash. Even Muslims who fail and they weaken and they jump in or they hop in that sphere, soon enough they will realize and they will jump right out. It can't happen. And strange, or actually not strange, things have just kind of come to the surface. For the past year, you've been hearing this on the news. You hear the opposing to Islam, to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the news, through campaigns, in protests, even in gas stations. I have seen signs that oppose the Muslims, just so they can get a little bit of business. They do not care if you worship. It is not the Sufism part of Islam that they don't want. Actually, they want you to worship. They want you to make your salah. They want you to make your zakah. They want you to make your hajj. They want you to pay your charities. Mind your own business and worship as much as you want. They don't even want the Akhirah. They don't want the hereafter. Take it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And from amongst people in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the verses of Hajj, and from amongst people, he who would say, oh Lord, not Allah, not God, oh Lord, رَبَّنَا, because the Lordship is a sign of giving. أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, give us more in this dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. He doesn't even care about the Akhirah. But the way of Muslims, the way the teacher, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. Oh Allah, we want the good deed in this dunya. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. And we want the good deed in the Akhirah. Because it's a path. And it continues. And it continues. It is not Islam of worship that they don't like. But it's Islam of anti-corruption that they don't want. Islam that calls for equity, that calls for Bilal to sit with Abu Jahl. Islam that calls for giving everyone a fair chance. Islam that says you can't have interest. Islam that says we need intellectuals. Islam that gives the social, the society, once looks for the best of the society, not for the individual. That is the Islam. And if you see many and lots of people hopping into that sphere, don't feel strange. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And if you were to follow the most of people that are on earth, they will take you astray from the way of Allah. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They are following nothing but egos and thoughts that doesn't even exist. وَيُهُمْ إِلَّا يَخُصُ. So don't feel that I am, no, you are on the right path. Inshallah. No matter how much they try, no matter how much they try and try and try, I'm going to leave it up to my brothers and sisters to know who are they. Wallahi, they will get nowhere, because they're not fighting people, they are fighting the community. Wallahi, they are pathetic. Wallahi. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad in Surah Al-An'am alayhi salatu wassalam, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَكْذِبُونَ. Oh, our beloved Prophet, we know, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses himself, and Allah has the best example, that you are saddened by that which they are saying. Don't be saddened. Don't be in despair. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَ. They are not doubting what you say. They are not calling you a liar. You are a liar. You are a Sadiq al-Ameen. They know it's righteousness. Abu Jahl knew. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. But the tyrants, بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَشْحَدُونَ. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَشْحَدُونَ. The tyrants, they deny the signs, the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're in continuous denial, seeking their lively interests. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. And that's what happens to prophets before. And the Sunnah of Allah, basically, Haqq will be victorious in the end. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إن الباطل كان زهوقا. حق will always be the winner. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst the أهل الحق. May Allah Ta'ala show us the حق. May Allah Ta'ala prevent us from deviating and follow the path of deviation. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيفوز المستغفرين. استغفر الله.